The UN resident coordinator in Ghana, Christian Evans Clark, says Africa receives 36% of the organization's expenditure for her development. This, she says, represents the largest share among the world's regions. Ms. Evans Clark attributed this to the priority the organization gives the continent. The UN resident representative said this at a news conference ahead of the organization's 70th anniversary next week. She said the fundamental principle of the organization remains unchanged, though the challenges of the world today are different from what obtained 70 years ago. Joyce Jetche has more.
The UN will be commemorating its 70th anniversary on the 24th of this month. The day is set aside every year to appreciate the wisdom that was shown at the end of World War II, create a new international decorum among nations to promote peace, human development, and safeguard human rights. At 70, the organization has come a long way in promoting peace, security, and democracy, despite some shortfalls. At a news conference ahead of the day, the organization's coordinator in Ghana, Christine Evans Clark, enumerates what the organization is doing to address the needs of Africa.
And it is now engaged in helping countries in Africa deal with regional and interregional concerns, such as fighting tropical diseases and halting the spread of pandemics, supporting safe migration, stopping interregional drug and human trafficking, promoting fair trade, and coping with global climate change.
Ms. Evans Clark said the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, which world leaders endorsed last month in New York, is integrated in Ghana's 40-year development plan.